Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. So honored to be here with all of you today, and want to extend a bright, a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome the beautiful Jules is back. Our topic is, when will you stop aging? We're going to talk about the application of supernatural existence. We will be taking callers later. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand. Jules will be offering either live healings or holographic healing of your cells, because we're talking all about anti-aging here today. So welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, and starlight messengers to this next phase of your awakening and exploration, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. This is an invitation into the illumination of your unique soul specialties and an invitation to experience a grace-filled, fluid journey of renewal, resurrection, and rejuvenation. So welcome to this. It's a really unique and new powerful choice point where you have the opportunity to consciously rise above any external chaos or distractions and step into your role as a designer and a creator of new earth. Just know that this is a very safe haven for you, a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary to be reunited with soul family. It is also a unity community to empower you and to liberate you. And I'm dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our angel wings and soar into brilliant new realities together. So today's show is another heart homecoming with beautiful Jules. So I encourage you to sit back and relax, breathe, open, and receive. I do want to remind you to subscribe to our show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. And be sure and listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher. And connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question. What is the very best that could happen today with Jules and myself and all of you? Please set a very clear, empowered intention for what you want to experience, and really just to open your heart to receive. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear and pristine ray of divine light and unconditional love in selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing, vitality, joy, and empowerment for all of us. And, of course, for pure loving energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Again, press star 2 to raise your hand. We're going to take callers later. And we're talking about when will you stop aging, the application of supernatural existence. So, here's what we're talking about. We're rapidly evolving into the new human. So what does it mean to live as a multidimensional being? And how can we create a foundation in the change factor or shifting realities around aging, creating, and everyday living? We have the ability to move from the old paradigm to the new paradigm, but we can also move into what Jules calls the miracle pattern. The new paradigm is an existence between what was known and what is being created. And we can use these paradigms to convert into the supernatural. Committing to conscious awareness and holding a high vibrational frequency is the way of life. And that's how we do this, because we really are the change makers. So how can you make a difference just by vibrating at a different frequency? Well, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about becoming this new human. And we're going to talk about how the world is a holograph that can be used to shift dimensional reality and change vibrational patterns. Jewel is the perfect person to talk about this. She has over 27 years of experience in vibrational healing. She developed her superpower of tracing energy patterns to find beliefs and programs that keep us in the cycle of aging and disease. And then over a year ago, she started something called New Earth Pathways. and it's really changing people's lives. So today with Jewel, you're going to learn how you can not only amplify your vitality while connecting to the future or this miracle pattern, but how to share that experience with others. Jewel will answer the question, are we meant to age, and reveal how we can use multidimensional living to choose what age we want to stop aging. I'm really excited about this, so let's go ahead and dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and joy and appreciation to Jules as I welcome her back. Welcome, my dear.
Thanks, Carrie. I'm so happy to be here.
This is exciting. It's always fun when you're here. I mean, it's very magical. So before we get into talking about all of this, holographically, you know, healing the cells, reversing aging, I want to start with a little bit of your background. And we'll go way back, and just briefly, I know from your bio that I've read that you started this walk with spirit at around 16, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you want to just share a little bit of that?
Of course. You know, I think people always find this this kind of funny, but when I was 16, I was actually kicked out of the house for being a wild child. And, you know, everyone said that I was an alcoholic. So I decided I was going to go to AA. And not long after I was there, I found out that I actually was not an alcoholic. I was just a normal teenager that liked to go to parties. But, you know, Spirit really brought me exactly where I needed to be, because in the short time that I was in the program, I met a woman that saw my ability to see and trace frequency. And so at a really young age, I started studying frequency and healing modalities, and you know, and from there to going through the different levels of Reiki. And then I started an apprenticeship with a Lakota medicine woman, and I worked with her for about 6 years. And she really allowed me to kind of move more into those abstract places and kind of manipulate the frequency patterns to connect it more on a form level, if that makes sense. So we used it to shapeshift and that sort of thing. So when I kind of like moved out of that and started a family, I of course like continued my healing journey, but it moved more into that space of kind of following spirit and how to bring everything that I had learned, but kind of to back into that abstract place and see what just actually came through. And after doing that for some time, I started tracing the frequency of my own body, and being able to do that, I was connecting to what we would call programs or belief systems, and actually be able to change the frequency of those patterns within my body and my mind in order to shift into higher frequencies. So that, of course, all kind of led into more of the cellular work that I'm doing now, because what I found is working on a cellular level is the fastest way that we can not only shift our health, but also our state of consciousness, because our body is literally wired to connect electric responses just like the brain. But if we actually bring it on a body level, it will override the programming of the mind and allow kind of the body to become the mind. And at that point, we can start to live in more of that consciously unconscious state. So that was a mouthful, but that, and of course there's a lot in my journey in between there, but that's kind of brings it to where I am now.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, but it's like, as long as you've been doing this show with me, I mean, I think it's been four or five years. I can't really remember, but it continues to expand. And, but it's all about transforming cellular intelligence. And of course you also, you create all of these products, which, you know, there are many included in the special offers that are designed to, well, what are they designed for? All of these products, that these physical products that people can use, describe what they're designed for.
So, you know, we start with just raising the frequency. So I use an element called Ormus, or Orme, monoatomic gold is another word. You know, and ORMIS stands for Orbited Rearranged Monoatomic Element, and it's being shown to not only raise consciousness, but also repair DNA. And so I use it for two reasons. One is you can connect frequency patterns to it very easily. So it can be coded to create what we would call kind of maybe an outcome or an intention. So with the skincare, of course, I'm putting things in there from a full body balance to repairing the DNA, giving the cell an intelligence that it can actually hold space beyond time or how to exist outside of linear time. And so when you're absorbing it through the skin and you're applying it twice a day, you're moving into a frequency that's holding that intelligence for you so that you don't necessarily have to consciously connect to that on a daily basis because it's holding that frequency for you.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, what we were talking about before we went live a little while ago was just, you know, what is possible, you know, what our cells are capable of, you know, and you've realized what they're capable of. And it really is possible. I mean, do you say now, I mean, this is about reversing the aging process, or how do you describe the results of this work?
So depending on kind of where somebody is and what feels important to them, because when we talk about anti-aging, it starts with where are we consciously? Like, are we trying to create this because we're in a state of consciousness where we're in resistance to where we are and we think, oh, well, if I have this, then I'll love myself, I'll like myself, I'll feel happy and confident? Or are we stepping into a level of consciousness where we're truly starting to see that what our cells are actually programmed to do is just in a collective consciousness state or pattern, and that we can manipulate that into those higher states of consciousness where it organically does start to reverse back into what I would call source form, because that's what we all are here to be, is in source form. And it's our birthright. Like, this is what we're supposed to be. And so if we consciously connect to the cells on a cellular level and really move in on a DNA level to the expression that it actually is holding, organically that reverse of aging just starts to happen.
Right.
And then when we
right.
start to really move into that pattern, we can start to kind of manipulate form from that state of more of the playful, youthful, like, oh my gosh, look what we're capable, more of that supernatural pattern versus I don't like what I see and I want to change it. They're just two mm-hmm. states of consciousness. And so we always want to kind of go into more of that second one that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I want to highlight what you mean by the word manipulate, because you said it a few times. Now, we're not talking about we're talking about organic, authentic, divine, returning to our divine blueprint, really. So can you, I just want to highlight, in case that word kind of jumped out at people, you know, what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that by focusing our consciousness and our attention onto a frequency pattern, and in that moment where we're actually connecting to the divine frequency, it becomes neutralized. Mm-hmm. And in that neutralized state, we can actually enter from that same state of consciousness of kind of being in that divine frequency and move or change frequency. So I say manipulate as in like if you had some clay and you're manipulating it into creating something different than what it was before. So it's not the manipulate I should find another word for that. I see where you're going with that. But what I mean is actually just the ability to shift form.
Yes. Thank you. And I knew what you meant. I just wanted for anyone who, you know, that word kind of triggered them in some way that, you know, it's just about shifting back into our organic states, which is, you know, youthfulness, vitality, you know, all of that. And how would you say that this has impacted your your body and your vitality and your life, you know, I mean, not only of creating this, but, you know, applying it. How do you feel?
You know, it's so funny that you say that because these last few days have just been really powerful for me and just really integrating what I'm actually doing here. And it was almost, it's like, and it's, I can feel how overwhelming it is just as I'm kind of connecting to it. Because, I mean, this is truly the miracle pattern. Like, when I say that, it's, I mean, sometimes I just sit back and I'm like, so in awe of just how powerful that we are when we truly connect to that divine frequency of that expression of our DNA, however you want to say it, source energy. And when we truly move into that space and we start to just let all of the other things start to fall away, you know, what we think is impossible is possible, but it's not coming from this place of, I don't want to be here, or I don't want to experience this. It comes from this place of like, give me more and I'll keep expressing. It really does become co-creation, almost to the point where you're just in creation. And it's almost overwhelming for me to talk about right now. I'm not really sure why, because it's such a huge part of my life. I think that what's been kind of happening for me over these last 3 days is that those little things that I would have happen every once in a while, and I would be like, oh my gosh, we're doing it, we're shifting form, is becoming more second nature. And so there's parts of me that like step out of myself and I'm looking at it and I'm like, should I be talking about this? Like, it does start to kind of melt your mind a little bit.
That's a good thing. We're going to move forward and we're going to talk about the old and new paradigm. We're going to talk about multidimensional living, using the holographic experience to shift our reality and aging and all of that. But I feel it would be a good time. Let's do the activation that you had planned, you know, just to really raise our frequency for everyone here before we go further. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh, that's so perfect. I think this is the perfect thing to just raise. And what I would love for everybody to just be kind of invited into the space of just receiving. And as the words start to flow through you, allow them to flow through you on the frequency that's behind them. So if you ever get caught up in a word, just let it go and know that the frequency behind them is just pure organic, divine, or source energy. And that in that frequency that you will fully receive exactly what you're needing in this moment.
Okay.
So let's just have everybody shut their eyes. Of course, if you're driving, please just keep your eyes on the road. And we're going to do just a few little things with our hands to begin with. So just starting in prayer position. And as you're doing, just go ahead and interlock your fingers. And then you're just going to have the tip of your pinkies and the tip of your thumbs still touching. Now take in a deep breath and touch your thumbs to your heart. And breathe out. Now take in another deep breath and touch your pinkies just below your belly button. And now breathe out. And now place your hands on top of your head and just say to yourself, I ask to activate and awaken my eternal code. I connect my bloodline to this eternal code. And now bring your hands to receiving position in your lap. The spherical grid of the universe spins 3 times to the right, clicking within a network, connecting memory with precise directions, holding the universal language and patterns and form. This information is in your recorder cell, connected to the tree of life or the original bloodline, the blueprint of the I Am. The first click releases seven rays of light, the seven elements. The light codes stream down from the spherical grid and enter the top of your head and absorb into your recorder cell at the center of your brain. The seven light codes, a template following the 33-33 pattern, flow between the two hemispheres of your brain. The light fills space and creates a vehicle template that gives you direction, clarity, and purpose as it ascends cell division. The second click releases language. Geometric codes flow down through the universal stargate and enter the top of your head, absorbing into your recorder cell. The language codes hold a pattern in multidimensional electric magnetic code structures, which call upon the life structure for everlasting existence. These codes hold frequencies of our original blueprint and radiate love into your living organisms. Holding the pattern of 33-33, it enhances and amplifies your sacred template by raising your frequency to the expanded living light. You inherit the glory of all universes and the evolutionary time zones. The third click on the spherical grid releases the sacred key of the givers of light, the flame of source. You are the great white light, and this key is your heritage, the truth of your bloodline. This key is the blueprint of your consciousness and holds the time zone of your original bloodline in the nanosphere of 36-36, the DNA in multidimensional form, the golden throne of our reality. The light synthesis awakens the next universe of multidimensional form. You have now absorbed the three atomic signals of the spherical grid of the universe, and your sacred code has awakened. The sacred source present is key to physical creation of the new human, the beginning of eternal life. You are the givers of light, and it is time to light your flame. You are a key of many mansions within the house of the I Am. The higher light molds the physical universe, so the pure consciousness of the one cell creates the new earth. Now take your hands and place them on top of your head. Let the light enter every cell and every molecule of your body. Fill your code and activate with the intelligence of your recorder cell. Take a deep breath and place your hands on your heart. Let it out. And then we say, thank you. I love you. It is done.
Thank you, Jules. How does everybody feel? I wasn't sure what to expect. I was like, wow. So that was connecting us to our sacred code or eternal code or original blueprint. When you talk about the pattern of 33 and 33, what does that mean?
So the 33, so when I do ohm codes, 33 is the number that holds you could say, like, the divine body, it holds, like, divine perfection. So it's the mind, the body, the spirit, everything in perfect alignment with the divine. So with the 3333, it's giving us the ability to actually live within that frequency, but then hold the reflection of that frequency in our reality. So when we say 3333, it's like, yes, I am source energy, and everything outside of me reflects source energy. Mm-hmm. And that's how we truly, like, you know, kind of bend those realities and bring in the higher frequencies of those multidimensional states of living, because we're able to hold that frequency within and outside of creation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. A little clarification goes a long way. All right, so the new human, this is what we're talking about. So let's get into the distinction, the difference between the old paradigm, this new paradigm, new earth, new human. What feels significant to share on that?
So what I love to use about, you know, the old paradigm and the new paradigm is that it's so easy to see which one that we're existing in. So if we're, one of the best ways that I can say this is if we're identifying in a story or something that has already been created, and that could even be a story of your mind, it can be a story on the news, it can be a story a friend told you, but if we're connecting to a reality that's what I would say is already in form or has already been created, we're in the old mm-hmm. paradigm. But if mm-hmm. we are connecting to a frequency and we're actually creating a reality from that divine expression within our hearts, we're in the new paradigm. And we can only be in the new paradigm if we're in that frequency. And it doesn't mean that we won't see form being created as we're creating it. And that's when we can kind of move in and out of even that. That's what I say, like, the miracle pattern is when we're able to actually stay in creation pretty much on a consistent basis. And then as soon as we move out to see what that miracle has created, that would be the new paradigm, because we can actually see what we're doing in those frequencies where we're not connecting to what has already been created in form. And it's really easy to get stuck in looking at what's already been created in form, because it's a lot easier to see it. It's already in an energetic pattern that's there. That's why I call it, like, more of that holographic living, is because
right.
they'll move in and out to, because it hasn't fully taken form. And that, so where you are in that multidimensional living will allow you to see that holographic, you could say, energetic pattern that you're in creation of before it's actually created.
That's fascinating. So let's talk about the holographic nature of this world, and how we can use that to change vibrational patterns, shift our reality. How can you describe that the world is like a holograph or hologram in the most simplistic of ways? And then how does that tie into our topic of cellular renewal, all of that?
So for me, it all starts with the cells, because when we're trying to shift something outside of ourselves, it most often means that we're either in agreement to, we're in resistance to, but we're being shown something that's what I would say is in that the old paradigm, because we're looking at something that's already been created in form. And you could say that about our own body. If we're in the state of consciousness, we're in agreement to that. And that's when we start to really kind of connect into more of the supernatural powers that we all hold. I mean, we all have this beautiful pattern, is that we can move into ourselves and actually go within it. And so we can actually do an exercise right now, and we can just kind of rejuvenate the cells, and everyone can just kind of have the experience of what I'm talking about. Sometimes that's always better than trying to explain it. Mm-hmm. So let's just have everybody just kind of shut your eyes for a minute and just with your attention, whether you feel it, you see it, you hear it, use whatever clair that feels best to you, and just allow yourself to move inside one of yourselves and just feel the experience of being in your cell and just feel it. Is it feeling tired? Is it feeling overwhelmed? Is it feeling vibrant? Whatever the experience is, it's like in that moment that you're actually connecting to the vibration of your cell. In that very moment, you have created an energetic pattern with a relationship to that vibration that you're in tune to. And now what I want you to do is, like, right when you become in tune to what it feels like, allow yourself to just expand your consciousness into the entire cell until it fills with light and you're just in the experience of the cell without naming it. And just see how long you can hold just the experience of the light filling your cell. And then as you take in another deep breath, just allow yourself to be conscious again of what the vibration of your cell feels like. And then just as you're breathing out, just fill your cell with that light again. So each time that you're allowing the light to fill your cell and allow yourself to move into the experience of it, and then move back into the consciousness of the energy that it left behind. Each time that you do that, if you continue to do this over and over again, you'll notice that the cell continues to raise in frequency, and that each time you go back to identify what is there, it's going to shift and it's going to change. So your awareness in that moment is identifying what's there, and that's what we call holographic living. It's like it's only in the first frequency that you connected to was only there for a long enough period of time for you to see it. But as soon as you filled your cell with like that source light energy, it shifted the frequency of your cell. And then when you went back to identify it again, it was different. Like it shifted that quickly. And then of course, if you continue to do that, that's how we shift reality. So that's what you just did within your own cell. And that's what we have the ability to do within our reality too. But if we can master it on a cellular level, when we're starting to live our lives and we're having reflections of things that aren't in that source frequency, we can, on a cellular level, consciously unconscious, shift that frequency without having to try, because our body already knows how to bend what I would call lower frequencies and attune it to the divine frequency.
Mm-hmm. So this is really the power of intentional living too, when you're consciously going in and doing what you just did, just that practice of filling the cells with light in a very intentional way, we shift things from the inside out, if I'm mm-hmm. right. Okay. So when we're talking about holographic living and multidimensional living, are they one and the same, or are they different? How do you see that?
Yeah. So for me, multidimensional living means the ability to shift in frequency and allow your experience to shift with that frequency. So holographic living is the ability to see you could say your outer reality, or even just within yourself, if you wanted to say it's your inner reality, because the truth is your outer is a reflection of your inner. Mm-hmm. So holographic living is more about being able to, it's kind of just what we did with the cell, is tune into the frequency that's there and then shift it just by bringing in a higher frequency and then moving back into the reality and seeing that it's actually changed. So that holographic piece is like, oh, wow, it's like, so what we think is solid in form actually isn't, because we can actually move in and shift the frequency. And then our experience around what we just were in completely shifts.
Yes. Wow. mind blown. Yeah. right. Oh, where was this comment in the webcast? Wow, this is a whole new meaning to new age, right? So let's see. With regard to that and getting back to the new human, new earth, and the whole idea, you know, are we really aging? Do we have to age? What is your answer to that?
So this is one of my favorite questions, and I just got chills that when you said that. So I think there's so much truth behind this is, you know, when we connect to kind of more of collective consciousness around aging, we kind of have this thing of like, okay, well, this is kind of what somebody looks like at 50, and this is kind of like what somebody looks like at 60 or 40 or 30, whatever the age is. And what just with this really fun pattern that we just did that we connected to in that exercise is that we can actually go into the cell and identify the vibrational pattern of a specific age. And when we go in, we can do just the same thing. We move in and we connect to the frequency of what that feels like. And then we bring that source or divine energy back into the cell and allow the cell to hold that level of consciousness. Because the truth is that, like, once our cells are holding that vibrational pattern and we continually have the spiritual practice around bringing those frequencies into the cells, is that we can actually choose what age we stop aging. So if it's 26, we can be 26 and be 800 years old. It's kind of like, it's like we can detach from linear time and actually hold the pattern of one specific age, because the truth is that when we truly start to move into more of the supernatural of what it is to be human, we release past and future frequency patterns. If you think about the past and the future, those are the two frequency patterns that have the most energy, because we're either revisiting the past, which is the programming that our body is in, or we're visiting the future because we think that if we know the future, if we plan for the future, that that's the energy that we'll step into. But when we're doing that, we're actually creating our future pattern from the energy of our past pattern. Mm-hmm. And so when we move more into the supernatural state, there's a dip in between the two of them. And I'm actually teaching a class on like a kind of a higher level of all of this, but there's a dip within that that we would call the now moment. Well, the now moment actually doesn't even exist because you're always shifting into the next now moment. And when we truly move into the highest state of consciousness that we are here to be, and that is to meet the level of consciousness from which we were created, because that's the truth of who we are. In that moment, there is no past and there is no future. There's only the now moment. And within that now moment, you bend time and you move outside of linear time and you stop creating frequency patterns of both the past and the future. And you can only imagine what would happen in that moment is that you live in that eternal pattern.
Wow. Jewel, in your work, Do you work with spirit guides or with galactic teams, or do you have, like a divine support team that helps bring in all of this information?
So, you know, when I first started kind of moving into more of this high level work, when my best friend passed away in 2015, I entered what I called the Council of Light, and I named it. They actually don't have a name, they were just states of consciousness. And since then, like as I evolved more, really, I know that it's nothing outside of myself, and mm-hmm. that all I'm doing is tapping into an intelligence that's already within me. And that's what we all have the ability to do. I think that, you know, as we kind of evolve and we start to call upon our spirit guides and our galactic teams and all of those different things, it's really tapping into a frequency of an intelligence that we already have. And, you know, that's why I say we're truly multidimensional beings. I mean, our organs, our cells, like everything about us is multidimensional. And depending on what frequency we're holding is the level of intelligence that we're going to be able to tap into within our own our own consciousness. I don't even want to really say it's that, because it's everything. And so now it's more of this experience of it's just there. It just comes through. Like as I speak, it just is there. It's hard to explain. It's kind of strange.
No, I actually understand. I get it. I just had that inspiration to ask you that question, because having, doing vibrational healing work for as many years as you have, you've gone through many expansions and changes and all of that. So, but I understand. So it's like, it's kind of like you're not calling in anything outside of you. Like you've connected to that ever expansive part of you. And, and it's almost like your future self bringing, this, this expansive information to the planet right now. That's what it feels like. But, so new earth, new human, when you say the word new human, Jules, what does the new human look like, feel like, respond like, what does that look like to you?
So for me, it's like when I hear that question, of course, I go to the most expansive part of myself and to where we're not really human anymore. And some people hear that and they're like, oh my gosh, like, what does that mean? And as we actually really step into the supernatural powers that we all hold, or we truly meet that divine frequency and we hold that frequency for longer and longer periods of time, our physical bodies do shift and they do hold, you could say not as much density and not as much form, because at that point we're not identifying in form anymore. We're identifying in frequency.
Right.
And I want to say that again, because I think that's a really big, because going back to kind of that whole first part when we were talking about, the old paradigm is identifying in something that's already been created or form. And as we move into higher and higher frequencies, we stop identifying in form or something that's already been created, including our own bodies, and we start identifying in frequency. Because to identify in frequency means that we're not identifying in something that's already been created. We're actually in the creation within a frequency. And when we do this on a consistent basis, our bodies actually shift into identifying as frequency as well. And then I guess I'll just let everybody kind of like use their imagination of what that experience would be like, because it's one of those things that I think it's going to be different for everyone as they kind of move through that. But I can tell you some of the experiences that I've had when I truly can hold that frequency of identifying even within my own body outside of form is I go to pick something up and it goes right through my hands. And so you truly lose that form. But then, of course, to be able to live in the third dimension, it's moving back and forth between the two until we actually create a reality that matches the frequency, so that our reality is actually identifying in frequency as well. And at that point, I don't know that we're going to really notice a difference, because we wouldn't know any different, because we're not identifying form anymore and our reality isn't identifying in form. So is it really going to shift? Are we going to have the awareness that it did, or will we just be kind of living in that state of consciousness? I can't really say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it, no, I love everything that you said, because here on the show, we talk so much about dissolving density, in the thoughts, in the emotions, in the belief system. And as we do that, lose the density, we are able to identify as frequency rather than form more and more. I mean, it just makes sense that, and the more we hold that higher frequency and vibration, the lighter we feel, the less dense, the less Yeah, we are. It just makes sense to me. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about it in a more expansive way right now, thanks to you and what you just shared. But it's fascinating, isn't it? It's like, wow. what is possible here? Yeah, we have like five people just wrote in, wow. Yeah. Okay, while I'm here in the webcast, Tom says, let's see, having just experienced the cell exercise with you, Jules, how would you apply that to raising or shifting the frequency of diseased cells in the body to above that of the disease frequency and heal those diseased cells?
I would do the exact same thing. So, you know, and just asking to go into what he's identifying as a diseased cell. So what I would do is bring the consciousness into the cell and just identifying what, you know, what is, so, you know, everybody kind of uses their own clair. So I would say, like, what does it feel like? What does it look like? What information does it have? So depending on if you're clairvoyant, clairaudience, let's see, clairsentience or claircognizance, like you're going to have the experience of what vibration that cell has through kind of that intuitive nature. And then once you're doing that, just because when you're bringing your attention to what that frequency is feeling like, like what you want to make sure that you're not doing is going into resistance, trying to change it, because what level of consciousness that you're in when you're entering the cell is everything. Because once you're entering the cell, you're going to have what I call the second level of consciousness. And that's, you're going to awaken to the frequency that that cell is holding. So in this case, the disease cell. And then that very moment, you would move into the third level of consciousness, to where you actually create a choice around, is this the vibration that I want this cell to be holding? Because you're a conscious being, you can create a choice around that. So what we don't want to do is actually try to make it change. We don't want to go into, I'm going to make my cells be better. What we want to do is invite the frequency of source energy or the divine to come in, and that moves you into the fourth level of consciousness. And that's more of that co-creation place. From that space, fill the cell with source energy, and then move back in and move back into the identity of what is the cell saying now? Like, what does it feel like? What is it, whatever clair that you're using? And again, awaken to that frequency, make a choice around it, and then move into that fourth level of consciousness of co-creation and fill it with divine frequency again. And the beautiful thing about working with cells is that cells divide, and that's what that activation actually was that we just did, is that was holding a vibrational pattern of cell division, so that your cells could actually be recreated in that 33-33 vibration of perfect source energy. And you notice that the last sphere that came in with the code was the multidimensional level of the DNA. So on a DNA level, it is also holding the 33-33 or source energy. So I would suggest maybe going back and listening to that activation as well. But that's a really simple way that we can raise the vibration of our bodies. But I'm also going to say that when you start to raise the vibration of your body and you do this on a consistent basis, I like highly recommend doing it right before you go to bed, so that your cells are in that frequency when you're in a sleep state, and then doing it again when you wake up in the morning. Every 12 hours, you want to reintroduce this level of consciousness into your cells, and they will start to hold it. And when your body is holding a higher frequency, disease does not exist.
Yes, it's just consistency. You know, that the exercise that we did, Jewel, where we went into the one cell, you know, and just... It just kept expanding the light. I mean, would you encourage people to do that? You know, then go to, I mean, do you just stay with one cell, or can you visualize or imagine all of your cells, or how do you reach them all?
Okay, I love this question. So for me, when I go into the one cell, I go into the one cell. So the one cell that connects us all. So it's the, okay. the God cell, you could say, the universal cell. And so that one cell, so yes, because I'm working at the origin, it's clearing not only every cell in my body, but every cell of everybody on the universe, because I'm going to the one.
That affects cell. Everything else. Right. So you don't have to go to every single cell.
Yes.
Okay, because I could feel people wondering that. Okay, let's see. So, Tom, I hope that you heard that. And Angela from Dubai said, greetings here from Dubai. Hi, Angela. How do I hold the frequency to speak without fear and believe in what I want to express? At times I feel I won't make sense, or that I don't have anything to say while others have so much to say. Can you help me understand this?
So the first thing that immediately came in is before you speak is to move into your heart and ask that you speak as the divine. Mm-hmm. Then you completely move out of the programming of your own mind and you invite something that's outside of the programming of your mind to actually come in and speak. And the more that we practice how to do that, we move more into even bringing language outside of form, because we're speaking from a place that hasn't been created. And a lot of times I feel like when people are like, I wouldn't even know what to say. I say good, because if you already know what to say, then you're doing it wrong. So I would celebrate you actually, you know, now just owning that and overriding like the fear of just feeling uncomfortable in that space and stepping into it even more and just allowing the divine to come in and embrace you and then speak from there.
That is excellent advice. As I always say, I call in the presence of the divine, you know, into my heart now. But to say I call in the presence of the divine into my voice now, you know, as we're going to speak. Beautiful, simple, profound, beautiful. Angela, thank you for the question. Before I take any more questions, Jules, let's go ahead and talk about the beautiful offers that you've created, the New Earth Pathways package, and the Manifest Skincare package. So these two offers can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You will see Buell's, I was blending words there, Jewel's beautiful face. So the first package is the New Earth Pathways package. So it includes a one-year membership to New Earth Pathways. This is a community that you have created where you all come together with activations, meditation, ceremony, ascension techniques, and you get a whole year of that. And I'm going to ask you to describe that a little bit more, but I also want to mention in Package A, there's also the Manifest Ormus Elixir. This is a gold elixir coated with quantum technology, and it is mailed to you. This is a physical product that you will get in the mail. So, Jules, describe a little bit more about the membership into your community.
So, New Earth Pathways is, you know, we call ourselves New Earth Navigators because we really kind of step into that abstract place and create activations or frequencies that create in that New Earth existence. And they're really, really powerful and a lot of fun. Like, it's the place where I get to show up and just connect to the divine and really take it out there. And it's one of those places where all you have to do is come in and receive, but in a community where others are holding that reflection for you. And I think so often that, especially early on in our awakening, we don't have a lot of people that we can talk about our experiences within our awakening. And that's actually why I created this community, is so that people had a place to go and actually talk about kind of their experiences of awakening and not feel like an outcast or like people are thinking they're weird or different. And in that, we've really created a space where people are just rapidly evolving because they're holding a reflection in a high frequency of their own evolution. And in that, you can imagine what happens when more people come in within that frequency and we're rapidly holding reflection at higher and higher frequencies. And so our goal is to get to 144,000 members. And at that point, really tipping the scale of how many people are awakened on the planet to that 51%. And whether or not those 144,000 are actual members or they are being passed down the frequency through a member, it's more of the vibrational pattern of creating a community and what you would say, unity. I love that. And so it is, it's a really special group. And in that, all of the funds for it are going towards building a actual retreat community type center that will eventually happen in the future. Where once we get to 2,000 members, we'll be purchasing a piece of land and starting a community.
That is so awesome, Jules. Yay, you. So the Manifest Ormus Elixir that's also included in Package A, this bridges consciousness from form to spirit so someone can step into supernatural experience. So is this something that they put, where do they put this on their body and how does it work?
Yes. That's such a good question. So if you are new to Ormus, I strongly recommend not ingesting it right away. I would rub it in the bottom of your feet, take a bath, put a couple drops in your bath, integrate to the frequency, and just let your cells kind of know, okay, we're going to be raising in vibration, and your consciousness, okay, I'm going to be raising in vibration.
Here we go.
You just never know. It's true. Like you're going to, it's like the engine is turned on and you go. It does shift your frequency pretty quickly. So just be really mindful of that because, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want to just be at this high frequency. But we want to be really mindful about that because if we don't have the tools to actually hold a foundation in that frequency, it's not always a great thing because those foundational pieces are being able to allow that. Yes, because that's when we start making decisions in those high frequencies and then we can't find ourselves in that frequency. And Right. Well, you can only imagine what happens then. So taking it slow, being mindful with it, but it's really coded to allow your both on physical form. So when you're working with your anti-aging and the beautiful package that comes afterwards, this is a wonderful addition to just kind of allowing yourself to what you're even looking in the mirror, doing your skincare routine, to not be in agreement with what it is that's looking back at you. Because what you're seeing is the programming of your mind of what it is that's being seen. And it's actually not even a true reflection. And so when we can start to use those tools of actually creating our reality, there's no more powerful way to do that than with mirror work. Because when we can actually create a frequency pattern of youth and vitality and allow ourselves on a consistent basis to see what we're seeing in the mirror actually shift form and reflect back to us, it is one of the funnest things that we can do. And, you know, and we're not going to be perfect with it, but it's if we consistently work on it, we definitely teach ourselves to shift because that's what conscious beings can do. We don't have to exist in the programming of our minds.
So these are drops, you know, but they're coded with this quantum technology. And you do all this. This is you, you know, coding this elixir with this quantum technology. And so I'm glad you included that one in Offer A. So if someone wants to just try that with of course, the your membership in your community, that's Offer A. Offer B is everything in Offer A plus this Manifest Skincare Package. So this, I'm just going to read briefly what's in it and then I'll let you share more. There's a Creation Youthening Serum, Anti-Aging in a Bottle, Creation Body Mist with Cell Code Enhancer, creation coded life force scalar frequency necklace. And then you're going to be doing a 1-hour live workshop in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So this is an exciting package. Yeah, get into it.
Okay. It's so funny because I just got major chills. So I just love it when that happens, because this is one of those things is like when you're into creation of something, it's like, and then you go back into the frequency of when it was created, you're like, oh yeah, that was like really, like you don't even realize how amazing it is until you go back and look at it. But so the serum is, so all of these are really coded more on taking the cell and allowing it to kind of expand and hold that 33, or you could say that divine frequency. And, but it's doing it with what we would call like a coded intelligence. So it's releasing specific frequencies. So when you're applying the skincare twice a day, because we want to introduce frequency to our bodies every 12 hours or it starts to lose the frequency. So right when it's about to lose the frequency, so you do your morning and night routine, you're bringing these codes that are releasing a specific intelligence that's helping the cells or supporting the cells to move outside of what we would call programming, or the agreement that we're going to age is another way of saying that, and bringing it back into that place I was talking about of the now moment, to where the future and past patterns don't exist, and allows the cells to start existing or identifying in frequency. So that is what the serum is. It's great. It has some peptides in it. So it's working both on a physical and more of an energetic level. Then the creation body mist. So first of all, the stuff smells amazing, but it's also made, it has the ormus in it. And what I do with this is I take a shower and then I just pat dry just a little bit, and then I'll spray it all over my body. And then I'll put on my lotion or body oil or whatever it is to really allow it to soak in and rub into my cells. And then, of course, what we're doing then is we're raising the frequency of the skin of the entire body to hold this very similar frequency patterns of the youthening serum as well. And then the last one is a necklace that actually has been coded to hold this frequency. So for people that just have a harder time holding a higher frequency, this is something that you can wear that supports your frequency, and it allows you to kind of stay in everything that we're really talking about. Like the way that I've coded all of these is really bringing you into that space of not identifying in form, and or not identifying with the stories and the chaos in the world, and to mm-hmm. really move back inside and become the divine expression that you're actually here to be. And by raising our frequencies, it's so much easier to do that when we feel good. And so that's what this package is all about. It's like, raise your frequency, raise your thoughts, raise your perspective, and then get to a frequency where you actually get to start to play. And you're not so focused on what do I have to clear and what's wrong with me and mm-hmm. all of those things that we just torture ourselves with. It's like, why can't I just step in to the frequency of divine creation and allow that creation to come forth? And yes. Doesn't mean that we have to be perfect with it all the time, but the more we play there, the more we exist there.
Yeah, and just be vitality, be playful, be joyful, you know, naturally, organically. And, you know, as you're sharing everything about this, so this is very energetic, it's very quantum, but it impacts the physical body and, reduces wrinkles, all of those things, makes you feel better about yourself, clearly, but it is a quantum thing here, so it's not just physical, but beautiful, amazing, and I love the necklace, can be worn, you know, all day long to support you. So the 1-hour live workshop, you're really going to go into the frequency of the miracle pattern and go deeper into how they can bend holographic realities, move into the supernatural. And again, if you're listening to this live, that'll happen in a few weeks. But if anyone gets package B, you'll get everything in package A, so you can dive into the New Earth Pathways community and start soaking up all of that information and, you know, everything that's in there. So, wow. Amazing offers. I always love, I'm like, what is she going to offer this time? yeah, people tend to really respond. So I always get excited to see what you're bringing forth next. So thank you for, the generous offerings. So, I would love to go back and take some more questions. A lot of you have written in, so I'm going to go that way. Tom did say, thanks, that was really powerful. And with that source light, it feels like that cell can now say, I can leave now. Oh, he's talking about the diseased cell. I think that's what he meant. Okay. Awesome questions and responses. Thank you. Danielle from Shell Beach, California. Hi, Jules and Carrie. Hi, Danielle. I'm wondering why there is more illness and disease on the planet now. If we're connecting to the one cell to create health, longevity, and highest good for all, with all of this energetic support, why is there still the rising rates of autoimmune, chronic illness? What do you want to say about that?
Okay, so this is going to blow your mind. But okay, so this is,
brace yourself.
I know, brace yourself. And this is one of those things, is like I could answer this question from so many different frequencies, and I would literally answer it differently in every frequency. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by answering it the way that I would answer it in the frequency that I hold for myself. And that is that as soon as we say, why is there so much autoimmune and disease on the planet more so than ever before, we are connecting to that frequency and agreeing that it's true, and we're feeding the very reality that we're trying to shift. And so whether or not, so yes, in one state of consciousness or one frequency, that is true, but we're also in the most magnificent divine design in human history right now. And everything is working together to evolve the human race to the highest frequency possible. Or what I love to say is to bring us back into the state of consciousness from which we were created. And from that state of consciousness, disease does not exist. So depending on what frequency somebody is holding is whether or not they are going to have that experience. And it's not about blame. It's not about saying that it's wrong. It's part of the divine design. And it's our judgment and agreement around these different frequencies that creates a reality around it. And because this reality is being shown to us, it's not for us to go into resistance to or agree to. It's there for us to attune to the divine frequency. And if everyone I know, I'm going to say everybody that is listening to the show, especially if you've kept up and continuing to listen, you are here to attune reality to the divine frequency, source energy, and all of those things. So the next time you see something that's like, oh, well, this is disease and this is this, it's not becoming into agreement with it or resistance to it. It's like, oh, that's out of divine frequency. I'm going to shine my light. I'm going to pour the divine within it. And then I'm going to walk away, because it's not my job to be in agreement with it. It's just my job to attune it. And the more that you attune it, the more you're attuning your own frequency and telling your own cells what is possible, so that you can see the possibility for others. And because there's so much chaos in the world, and there's, like, I'm going to say, not the best frequency in the world. And what we want to do in those situations is know why, so that we feel safe in those realities. But the truth is, the why doesn't matter, because it's knowing why isn't going to change it. It's attuning it to a higher frequency that changes it. And that's what it means to be a way shower, a change maker, is to see it just long enough to say, yes, that's true in this reality, but that's not the reality I'm here to create. And then we
or perpetuate
move into form. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like one of those things where, okay, well, that's in form. It's not my job to connect to a frequency that's already in form. I'm here to create. And I call it giving the inside out. So it's like we see it. And then we go inside, instead of letting our energy try to go and shift and change it by agreeing to the frequency that's outside of ourselves, we turn it inside out. And then all of a sudden we just become like the sun. And it's all we have to do is shine. And if you think about the sun, it doesn't need somebody to tell it what to do. It doesn't need somebody to say, oh, you're beautiful, or oh, stop shining, or you just shine. That's it. You're just perfect. You're radiant, and you just shine no matter what's going on in the world. And it is possible to stay in that state of consciousness, and it's just being aware of when we're not.
Yes, and we play a large role in, you know, if we're holding these higher states of consciousness, the people in our lives, whether it's family, friends, communities, are touched by that. And so it's kind of like you with your community, you know, wanting to have 144,000 people to be touched, you know, by these higher states of frequency. It's so significant. That's why all of you listening, just being here and being open to this and being open to be, you know, to being this, that new earth navigator that you mentioned, or waymaker, change maker, all of these things. It's so important. And as you said, if they're still listening, and it looks like nobody's really dropped off. So, you're here for that reason. And you can make such a difference on the planet. Yeah, Sherry just said true co-creation. Yes. Exactly. So, okay. So Danielle, thank you for the question. Jules, thank you for the illuminating response. let's see. Sherry from British Columbia said, youthful vitality sounds awesome. I've been suffering with insomnia for quite some time now. It's hard to feel any motivation. My get up and go, got up and left. I'm wondering if Jules can look into this for me. Thank you so much. That was funny.
That was really cute. Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, so just give me one moment to tap in. Okay, so the first thing, I'm reading more on a physical level to start with, and there is just like a hormone imbalance happening. I'm just going to go in and just do a little attunement here. So just give me one moment. All right, and then I'll give an exercise for her. So before she's going to bed, just kind of fill her brain with that source energy, and that's going to just help with like the release of that melatonin, but it's also going to help with monitoring the hormones. And see, as I'm doing that, I can already feel, I'm just kind of hanging out in her brain a little bit. I can already feel some reprogramming starting to happen. So I'm going to go ahead and just let this kind of move the way it's going, so that the energetic pattern of moving you back into balance will already be there for you. So when you're going to bed and kind of fill the mind with that source energy, it'll already know exactly what to do. So we're just witnessing this happen. So that feels pretty stable. Just give me one moment. Yeah, okay, so that's complete. And I'm just gonna, this is just kind of taking it to the next level, but there's been times where I've definitely had insomnia, and instead of going in and kind of going, kind of like what I just did to support, I started to work with the programming that actually needed to have sleep. Because really at the, you know, more at this higher levels of consciousness, and when we truly step into the level of consciousness from which we were created. We're not identifying in form, we're identifying in frequency. It is kind of a fun space to move into that now moment where the past and future pattern doesn't exist and actually experience what it's like to kind of move out of that reality that we need anything. Because at the highest level of where we're going, I mean, it truly is that we don't breathe, we don't sleep, we don't eat, and we're just in perfect source energy, that there's no need to have anything outside of ourselves, but we have choices around whether or not we participate in things that we used to. And so, I don't know, I think what I'm trying to do is bring it into a playful place, that if that's going to be our experience, instead of being the victim to it and allowing your body to take on the role of what it's been programmed to do if it doesn't have sleep, see what it happens when you actually move into a state of consciousness that you're actually creating your reality. And we can kind of start to diminish those things that we would say have to be true in order to be vital, and choose to be vital above it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Sherry, I hope that you heard that and received that. Thank you for that. Jules, someone was asking, Jules, do you get impacted by what's going on globally and politically?
Okay, I love this. I'll give you this story. I was at Peter Cater. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's a pianist, and I was at one of his private concerts. And afterwards, everyone kind of gathers around and starts talking. And I'm just kind of observing, and they're having some conversations. And they were talking, of course, about the pandemic and politics and all these different things. And one of the guys turns to me and is like, well, what do you identify as? And I was like, in what way? And he's like, well, politically, like with the pandemic, what do you identify as? And I said, why would I identify in something that's already been created in form?
Well, did he respond, or did he just kind of, it's probably
I think everyone, they changed the subject. But I was like, you know, it's like, that's not what I'm here for. So if I get wrapped up in the politics and what's happening in the world, then I'm not doing my job. And yes. So for me, it's being very attuned to, if I move into a frequency where I am holding that reflection, and I move out of it almost immediately now, because I have attuned mm-hmm. myself to be in awareness of that.
Yeah, I love that. And thank you for that question. And yeah, when I'm asked that question, it's not a part of my reality, and it's not what I'm here for. And so I'm just creating my new earth paradise here and trying to
as you should be.
Yeah. And in total compassion for everybody, you know, wherever you are, whatever's going on, and you know, absolutely, I say that. Let's see, Linda from Hobart said, very grateful for all that you're doing and for the new views on these issues. Can you take a look to see what seems to be holding me back from moving forward, and how I can coordinate my right and left side into unison? That's Linda in Hobart.
I wish she was on so I could ask her a question of her, just to clarify what she means by that. So just give me one moment. Okay, so what I'm seeing in that kind of like the moving forward, it's of course, anytime that we're starting to create change, being able to kind of step into those higher frequencies where we start to create change is what holds most people back. It's, they can say a yes in the frequency that is matching the yes, but then when they're not in the presence of the frequency of that yes, they lower their frequency, and it's hard to actually move forward, either because it's almost like they lose consciousness of what the yes was even about, and they're like, well, I don't even know why I said yes to that. I can't even remember what it was. It's almost like being in a dream and then waking up and can't remember what it is. And so it creates this like confusion. So that's what I'm kind of getting with her. It's that place of like, I want to move forward, but I don't know how. And what I want to say in that is that that's actually the best way to move forward is to not know how, which sounds really bizarre. So it's like, well, how do I actually move forward? So what I want to offer and what I'm going to actually do as I'm saying this out loud is I'm just creating an energetic grid that holds the evolution of our future patterns so that at least she has an energy to follow, even if it's not a step-by-step plan. So how we can do that is what we just kind of like allow ourselves to, just like with the cell, it's so allow ourselves to, and I like to do this from the heart so that the future pattern is kind of created from that divine frequency within our hearts. So just like focus, and this, anybody that's in this place can definitely join in on this. So just moving into your heart, just allowing your consciousness to move into your heart. And just identifying the frequency that's there and now inviting the divine to really fill your heart with source energy. And then just allowing that to continue to expand outside of your body. And as it's starting to expand out of your body, every time that your heart beats, imagine that it's releasing little electric responses that hold divine intelligence. And as it's doing this, they're all kind of moving out and clicking together. So you can almost see them almost like little lightning bolts. As the divine is moving through your heart, these little lightning bolts are just clicking out of your heart and starting to create a system of intelligence for your body to identify within the frequency pattern of this intelligence. We'll just go ahead and I'm just creating this as we're going. So just kind of feeling into the process as it starts to click and move through your body. You may feel some kind of twitching as it starts to, and what it's doing is it's creating a vibrational pattern, allowing your body to move out of identifying as form or the programming that it's holding and moving into these vibrational patterns. Okay, so that feels complete, and now we're just going to allow this pattern to expand out, and we're bending the future and the past pattern and bringing it into the now moment as it pushes this pattern out into reality, holding this divine intelligence. And we're allowing your body to know what it feels like to identify within frequency of this divine intelligence. Allowing creation of your future evolutionary pattern to be created within this intelligence. And just allowing your mind to let go and move into the frequency or the experience of these energetic patterns. And now just tuning in and feeling what your heart feels like in this frequency, knowing that this frequency is what you say yes to, and this frequency is what guides you, and you no longer have to go searching for anything because the divine will come in and give you exactly what you need to step into the experience of this future pattern that was just created. And then just trusting in that pattern, relaxing and letting go, and now just having fun.
Yes. There you go, Linda. Oh, thank you for your question and bringing that forth for all of us. Let's see, read some comments here. Eileen said, hello, dear Carrie and Jules. Most interesting call. Love the activation and all this information. Thank you, and paradise, bring it on. Absolutely, yeah. Eileen. Sherry wrote back in and said, once again, wow, thank you so very much. yes, I received that, and I'm so very, very grateful. It's nice to have confirmation. So much love to you both. I'm going to fill my brain every night with source light and be. Beautiful. Grace wrote in and said, it feels like your serums, it's new earth skincare. And yes, it is. We've called it that before. Right, Joel?
Yeah.
I mean, it is new earth skincare. Mm-hmm. She's asking, I've never tried anything like that. Is the feedback and response all positive?
It's beyond positive. Like once you start, you'll never stop. I mean, I think that I'm living proof of that. Like, if you, I should send that picture to you, Carrie, but I have one that shows me in the last like 3 years and how I've like literally aged in reverse. And it's kind of fun to.
You do
to
look
see,
like a teenager. Like,
it's funny because I just got my hair done and I called my daughter and all her friends were like, oh my gosh, you guys look like sisters now. And I get feedback like that all the time. And, you know, of course, it's starting with the skincare and then really stepping into the vibration that's behind it, because we call it living conscious skincare. And there is nothing like it in the world. Like, we are the only ones. And it won't always be that way. I know that that's true. I know others will start to catch on, and this is what we'll be seeing in the drugstores at some point. But mm-hmm. it is very high quality. It's more than skincare. It's hard to even define what it is, because it's one of those things where it's constantly evolving as I evolve, of course, because it's a creation that's coming through me. And it's life-changing. I don't know how else to say it. It has nothing to do with me. It definitely has an intelligence that is way beyond anything I could ever come up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't tried it, this is a great opportunity. I mean, even offer A, just to try one of them and see how you feel, Grace. Someone asked, okay, how do you perceive ascension, Jules? Is it a dimensional shift into 5D, or do you see it as something else?
Oh, gosh. For me, that's what I love about when I have workshops, because I can actually write on my whiteboard and I can actually show you what it is more than just talking about it. But you've heard me say this a couple of times, is that it only makes sense that we're going to reach the state of consciousness from which we were created. And whatever that means to you is ascension. It's that we move, yes, multidimensionally, we move through these different states of consciousness. But for me, it's like there's something so beyond that 5D reality that we're all, mm-hmm. like, we're in 5D right now. It's just getting mm-hmm. our consciousness to actually be able to have that reflected back to us, because we're only experiencing the programming of our minds right now. So the more of us that move into a frequency where we can actually see what's already been created, and that's why I call it the miracle pattern, because there's actually a vibrational experience beyond that. And not that 5D isn't awesome, but truly when we move into the supernatural experience that we all are capable of being in, it's more than that.
Yeah, it's
and
not
so
limited
I
to
5D. it's like even if we reach the level of consciousness from which we were created, that isn't the end. Like, that's the beginning.
Yes. Yeah, there's so much more. Yeah, whenever I hear that, it's like, yeah, that's part of it, but there's more. I mean, New Earth Paradise, it is infinite. It is limitless. It is whatever you allow it to be. And I loved that question, by the way. Let's see. Scotty from Castle Rock. Hi, Scotty. He said, wow, Jules and Carrie and Soul Family, I'm so thankful I didn't miss this. Absolute perfect timing. I can't wait to share this experience. Share it. All
I'm
of you.
I'm super curious. Yes. Where is it? Castle Rock, Colorado?
I think so.
just Scotty's a couple hours from me.
Oh, you could, you're like neighbors, Scotty, with Jules.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is, right, Scotty? Let's see. Linda wrote back in and said, thank you, ladies, for this wonderful call. I'm so grateful to you with the shift I felt happen within. Thank you both for all that you do. Thank you for being here. Let's see. I'll take another question, and then we'll start to wrap up. Nala. Hi, Nala from Mexico. Hi, Jules and Carrie. Thanks a lot for all of the great information. This call has been awesome. I would love, Jules, to give me some insights on how to discover and develop my gifts and contribute them for the betterment of humanity. I wonder what could be masking them. Thanks and blessings from Nala in Mexico.
You know, I think that when we're in these stages where we're starting to develop, I strongly recommend getting into something that is going to hold a reflection. You know, actually, New Earth Pathways would be a great place to just have something holding a higher frequency of a reflection, because within that reflection, when we're having those higher frequency moments is when we start to have our gifts, you know. And like, I could go on and on about this. It's like, I'm literally teaching a 6-month course on what she's talking about. And because it is, it's something where there's so many different levels to that, but I'm going to just give you one space to start with, because anytime we're starting to shift our frequency, having a really strong foundation to hold us in those frequencies allows us to move up in frequency. Because if we move up in frequency and we can't actually hold the frequency, well, then we move back down. And then we're like, well, it felt so good to be up there. Why can't I stay up there? Well, there's a reason for that. And one of the things that I love, a tool, and it's just an awareness tool of what frequency am I in? And, you know, going to this, kind of back to everything that we talked about, you could even make it, am I in the old paradigm, or am I in the new paradigm? And if I'm in the old paradigm, then it's having the awareness that I am. And that is the awareness is everything, because if we're not aware, then we have no choice to shift and change it. And so what I would do is in that moment, it's like, well, I'm truly in the old paradigm. It's like, okay, well, what would it be like if I was in the new paradigm? And at least start to go into the imagination of your brain, because in that place, you're outside of the programming of your mind. And imagination brings you into the space of connecting to your gifts, listening to the divine. It's a gateway into getting to that place where you really can start to expand into those experiences that will start to teach you through experiences what your natural gifts are. And but it's that first place of at least being aware, am I repeating a thought? I mean, how many times have you repeated the same thing in your brain over and over again and don't stop it? Like, there's no reason to think about the same thing a million different times. So in that moment, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm identifying in something that's already informed. Well, I'm going to move into here. I'm going to move into my imagination. Well, if I was a new earth creator, what would I be doing in this moment? And like, imagine what that would be, and then go do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nala, I think that's excellent advice. You know, am I in the old paradigm? Am I in the new one? And what can I create as a new earth navigator? That is empowerment, and that can take some practice, but the more you practice that, and as you also said, having that foundation so that you are in a higher frequency more consistently is really key to identifying and celebrating all of your gifts. And so your community is wonderful, because I'm sure that there's not only the gatherings that you come together, but there's just information that can keep people in a high state of consciousness. And come here every day, Nala, as well.
I was going to say, that's the other thing. Thank you for saying that. It was like, listen to things like this and be in the high frequency while you're absorbing information. That's an awesome way to really start to tap into your gifts.
Mm-hmm. And trust it. Trust it. If you get an impulse to do something or to, when you listen to some of these things, you know, to paint, write, dance, speak, write, you know, share, whatever it is, pay attention to that and trust it and whatever it happens to be. But Jules, this has been so fun. Scotty said, yes, yes, he is there in Colorado. Your neighbors.
They are.
Thanks, Scotty, for being with us. Sherry said, so going to listen to this again. Love to all. Yeah, we went through quite a bit here, shared a lot. So thank you all for being with us. Jules, as we start to wrap up, if someone's considering, you know, your community or these beautiful offerings, what would you say? Like, if they're kind of like, I'm not sure, or what would you say to them?
You know, I am all about divine yeses. And if there's, you know, if it's a divine yes, then
act on it.
Yes. Like, you know, because otherwise it's sit with it. And
your brain will talk you out of it. Your brain.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're saying yes to the frequency of kind of what we've been holding together, Carrie, then I would say go for it, because it's definitely life changing. You know, it just truly is. There's just something really special and magical about it. And if there's a little flutter in your heart, listen to it.
Pay attention to that heart flutter. I love that. I'm all about the yes too. Like, when
inspired,
you feel it in the
action.
Moment, yes. Like, say yes, and don't just say yes. Like, that's when you take action. Like, that's when you take action. And don't second guess yourself. Like, if there's a part of you that says, oh, wow, this is exciting. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by this. You have to open to these new experiences as new earth navigators. Right, Jewel?
It is. It's so fun, honestly. It's like my favorite.
Yes. Well, and you always have fun too, which makes it, you keep things. Well, I mean, it's so interesting about you, Jewel. You can bring through the most quantum, like, whoa, mind blowing stuff, but you keep it fun and light at the same time. So, as it should be. That's what we're all.
It should be.
Yeah. Well, Jules, thank you for coming back and playing here in this quantum field with me and all of us. Yeah, loved it. Loved it.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And I want to thank all of you mystical, magical, amazing beings for your readiness, your openness, your willingness, your love, your presence. It is an honor to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what stood out for you. Notice what shifted for you. Notice what's different. And then just let the blessings flow. Open up to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited here today. You are a sacred being. You are a creator being. You're a multidimensional master of light. Claim yourself as such and get some support, some fun support, and really review these offerings from Jules that are intended to support you as you move forward. And just remember, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you are dearly loved, and you are not alone. Thank you for joining Jules and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and then offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light again tomorrow. Bye, everybody.